send it in long. Headed out, Franjic with a shot, a goal! Ivan Franjic with a rocket! And it's 1-0 City. I'm not sure he knew where it was going to go, but it ended up in the back of the net.
Here's Ed White calling the action here at 11:16 SEN, and the man he's talking about is on the line now. Ivan, welcome. Did you know where it was going?
I went for that corner, so...
Of course
whatever
you did.
Happened from then happened.
He absolutely knew where it was going. I had a good chat to Ivan on Saturday, the day after the game. And if you want to just talk us through it, Ivan, it was a really interesting story you told me about the fact that that goal may not have been an accident.
No, I remember I used to practice volleys, had a competition in the backyard when we were younger. So I've had a fair few of those before.
So a goal at Amy Park that was made in the backyard of the North Melbourne's northwestern suburbs, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
It was a terrific win. It was a win that obviously meant a lot to you boys, given the circumstances of the week leading up to it, Ivan?
Definitely. It's always a tough week when your coach resigns. So it was a tough week for the boys. And obviously we've had, I think, 4 draws out of the last 5 games. And it's just important to get that win and a clean sheet.
Was John Van Skip mentioned during the week or before the game? And can you just give us a bit of an insight as to what his parting message was to the players? Because he came down on Tuesday to address you guys before he departed that night.
Yeah, he came and told us personally, and he just said, obviously for family reasons, he's had to go back and, you know, continue what we started. We've still got a long way to go, and he wants us to win the championship come season end.
Was it possible to have a normal type week given those circumstances, Ivan, or were there things that were different because of the change?
Oh, look, Michael Valkanis took over, and it's pretty much been more of the same. It's obviously difficult, but we're professionals, you know, and our job's to go out there on the weekend and win, and that's what we did, and we did it for JVS on the weekend as well.
And just talk to us about obviously it was a big moment for the club winning the FFA Cup final late November. It was a really barren run after that, and there were some big games, and you guys do have a target on your backs in a sense, because everyone's out to get you, a bit like Collingwood in the AFL. But I mean, what do you attribute that poor patch to, and do you think that the win the other night perhaps helps you turn that around?
Oh, definitely. I think the win will now help us again. But obviously, look at it. It's been, 5 games since the FA Cup without a win. And we've drawn 4. And in every game, we've had the chance to go 2 goals up and we'll go to the other end and concede. So we've had that bit of luck as well. Obviously, we just need to get that win. And we got that on the weekend. And we're feeling confident going into Adelaide this week.
And talk to us about Adelaide. Obviously, they're really struggling. I mean, that's quite extraordinary. A team that won the title and... came from nowhere last year to finish top and win it, and they've just fallen away by the wayside this year. I mean, coming up against them this week, you should be confident going into that.
Yeah, look, we're always confident as a team. We've got great players all around the park, and you know, Adelaide, it's always a danger game playing these teams because you don't know what you're going to get from them, and they've still got a lot of quality players there. So we'll respect them, but we'll worry about ourselves during the week, and know if we're on top form, we'll win the game.
Ivan, you got Malik back on the weekend on the park. The players that have missed the last few weeks, are we starting to see them float back in now? Are we likely to see Jakobsen in the next week or two?
Definitely. No, they're all come back from injury now. It's going to be a full squad to choose from, so it's going to be a competition for places, which is good because it makes players perform better.
And a lot of talk at the moment about potential comings and goings in January. Not so much at your club, but just around the traps in the league and overseas as well. What are your views on the January transfer window, and what's it like for a player? And I know you were in that position a couple of years ago when you were in Russia. What's it like for a player who, you know, isn't sure whether he's coming or going at this stage of the season?
Yeah, look, it's never easy if you don't know if you're going to be at the club or not, but obviously January is a good time because teams can really strengthen their squad and get the players they need for the remainder of the season. And at the end of the day, we are professionals, so whichever club we're at, we have to focus on the task at hand, which is the game on the weekend always.
Do you, is there talk within the locker room about, you know, who might be coming or any rumours or that sort of stuff? Are you blokes just completely block that out and just worry about what you've got to do?
Nah, to be fair, at City, we don't really speak about it. We just go out, train, give 100%. You know, it's very competitive at training. No one wants to lose down at City when we play a training match.
Ivan, you started the season, you had your own health problems. So is that all sorted? And is there any sort of thing that hangs over with you with that?
No, it's all sorted. Obviously, I have to go for a checkup every 5-6 months. But besides that, it's been good. It hasn't been an easy road back. But now I'm just feeling much stronger and recovering much quicker after games.
So when's your next checkup?
I'll probably go later this month.
Mm-hmm. But you're confident you've the worst is behind you?
Oh, definitely, you know. It's the worst of sitting at home, not being able to do any cardio activities, so that's definitely behind me.
Was the problem the same as the one Carl Valeri had? Was it a different thing that you had, Ivan?
I had it in the heart.
Okay.
He had it in the brain, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Carl was in inflammation of the brain, and Ivan's was inflammation of the heart. So both serious conditions. Ivan, I guess, luckily enough, touch wood, got back sooner than what Carl did. But importantly, they're both back and up and running, and both very important players for their clubs. Kev, Carl Valeri's just they nickname him Mr. 6 out of 10, and Ivan obviously has come back. And I gave him man of the match on Friday night. I thought he was back to his gallivanting best from his right back position.
I think he got the $500 from your co-host too, I think, on Friday night. I think he might have got the Foxtel
the big novelty check.
Socceroos still on the agenda for you, Ivan. Do you think you're playing well enough for Ange to be tapping you on the shoulder?
Oh, definitely. You know, everyone wants to play for their country, and you know that's up to Ange to choose me. I'm just going to keep playing week in, week out, and get back to my best form, and then it's up to him come March.
So the last time you played was Asian Cup, correct?
No, against Kyrgyzstan.
Okay, of course, a little bit later, yeah. We're coming up to the 2-year anniversary, Kev, of the Socceroos Asian Cup win.
Okay.
Time flies, doesn't it? Yeah. So I think today's the anniversary of the opening game here at Amy Park against Kuwait. Ivan, take us back to that game and the tournament. I guess your memories of that.
Yeah, obviously, special tournament, you know. Game for the first game, so like you said, it was a year ago today, went down 1-0 to Kuwait, and you know, we were going for a bad patch at that time to Socceroos, but then at halftime we were 2-1 up and it all changed, and we never looked back after that. Obviously, we had a bit of a down patch when we lost to Korea in the last group stage game, but after that, we just flew home.
And what about the final itself? Because you were under a massive injury cloud, and you played out, I think it was about 75 minutes. You courageously got through it, and then you just you couldn't go any longer. And obviously the substitution was made, but you played your part.
No, definitely. No, it wasn't an easy schedule. Obviously, I was coming back from the injury post-World Cup, and I played, I think, 6 games in 18 days, so it took its toll on the body. But fortunate enough, Les and our physio staff done a great job to get me up for the final, and I was happy to be a part of it.
Ivan, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it. Good luck in Adelaide on Thursday night. Hopefully you get the points there and onward towards the finals this year.
Thanks a lot, guys. Pleasure.
Ivan Franek joining us there from Melbourne City, scored that absolute ripping goal on the weekend.